But if animal kills, he kills for food.
Another one, Maharaj, they are taking our picture and selling all Christian books, religious education, moral education, and this is the tool. These people, this is cunning, man. When it comes to my knowledge, I was almost...
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And they are selling all these Christian books in the schools and all over.
Well, this is our advertisement.
Advertisement, actually, let us do it.
From world religion. This is world religion.
But what inside, this religion and moral education books and all this, so actually they should take our permission also. Say they should sell our books. And our are the religion books, not theirs. Those confusing the people.
But they are taking.
So their people are recognizing that this is very important. This is the world religion, and this is the tool. They say, well, the tool. Here is the new tool for religion education in the secondary school. So they are recognizing this
that
fact.
Without canvassing, people join.
This is the fact, you see. See, this is
the world religion. There's Ratha Yatra. We did not ask any particular manner, but everyone came and joined. You were there?
No, I wasn't.
Everyone came and joined. Everyone took prasadam. And they were in Trafalgar Square from 5 to 8. Continually. And Guardian published that...
several pictures.
Rival to Nelson. Our Ratha Yatra is rival to Nelson. I think you are brilliant. There is no doubt about it. Krishna is for everyone. And we have no restriction. They so long, they are so-called Hindus, they restricted. But now this is open. हम इंडिया में जाते थे हमको बोलता आप तो हिंदू धर्म को नाश कर दिया
हिंदू धर्म को बढ़ा दिया नाश कर दिया
वो हमको सब बोलते हैं कि आप तो नाश कर दिया भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी हिंदू धर्म को नाश कर दिया तो मैं चलो को जनेऊ दे देता है
आज एक आर्टिकल देखा था इलस्ट्रेटेड वीकली में तो वो उसका हेडिंग था एनवी our national character. You know, there is envy, a lot of envy. If you are successful or somebody is successful, everybody becomes jealous.
That we explain every day. This material life means to become jealous. That is material life.
Yeah.
Material life means you are jealous of me, I am jealous of
you. So, that jealous is what you say, why have you done this dharma and Hindu dharma? आपको कहते हैं हिंदू धर्म आपने खत्म कर दिया तो वो जेलस एनवी
कौन बोलता है
जो भी बोलते हैं
अच्छा धर्म तो एक ही है धर्म तो साक्षात भगवत प्रणीतम रिलीजन Given by God, out of some religion है भी, जो भगवान की दी है, वो religion है। भगवान का क्या कहना है? सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं मे। So this is religion। भगवान का चरण में शरणागति। तो हम लोग तो ऐसा religion दे रहा हूँ, भगवान का चरण में शरणागति। After some religion, right? They are not religion. They are cheating. Bhagavad says, dharma prajjita koitava atra. The cheating type of religion is kicked out. So we are following the same thing. So we are kicking out all this cheating type of religion. This way, any religion who does not recognize or do not understand the principles of religion, so that is cheating religion. Koi religion. सभी पुंसान परो धर्म जतो भक्ति रधो खजे. दिस इज रिलीजन. दैट इज फर्स्ट क्लास रिलीजन विच टीचर्स भक्ति जतो भक्ति अधो खजे. दिस इज प्रेम विच इज बियॉन्ड अवर परसेप्शन. अखज अखज मीन्स विद इन मेटीरियल परसेप्शन बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम ऑ टू फियर वट एवर experience we have got. Or akha means eyes, senses. So within sense perception, whatever is there, God is beyond sense perception. Therefore God's name is Adhokhaja. So jato bhakti adhokhaja. That is first class religion. Otherwise there are so many religions, pseudo religion. They have been described in Bhagavad as Koitava. And Sridhar Swami gives his comments on this Koitava, Chala Dharma. Chala Dharma means cheating. And he says particularly, Mokha Vancha Api Nirastam, that desire of merging into the Brahma effulgence, that is called mokha. Dharma, artha, kam, mokha. Generally people understand these four principles. Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and then merge into the effulgence, mokha, liberation. So Sridhar Swami says up to mokha vancha is cheating. Koitava. Up to mokha vancha. Mokha vancha abhi atra nirastam keval bhagavad upasana. That is dharma. That is real dharma, bhagavad upasana. So we are teaching that religion, Bhagavad Upasana, simply. We have no such ambition to be elevated to the heavenly planet or to merge into the Brahma effulgence. No. We can live anywhere, even in the hell, it doesn't matter. But our worship of Krishna shall continue. This is our religion. We are not ambitious to go to heaven or higher priority system or higher standard of life. We have no such ambition. We simply want Krishna and worship Him. That's all. Never mind where it is. This is real dharma. Yato bhakti yato kari. So, this boy has become your chela. He's a very nice boy. What is his name? Dhruvananda? Or his father's name? What is your name? Dhruvananda. Hi, bhaji. Hi, bhaji. Hare Krishna. Kida chaya? You were coming from where?
His. There is a place here, his.
आपका तो रीडिंग है ना,
प्रजापति. आप गए थे
गोदान
में? इंडिया के चले गए थे, अभी परसों आए लौट के.
अच्छा,
तो ये देखो
सब घर में ठीक ठाक है.
वो भी सब इंडिया में ही है?
इंडिया में है.
सब बच्चे भी चले गए थे?
हम लोग वहाँ सेटल होने गए थे.
अच्छा,
फिर लौट के ही आए.
नहीं लिया?
नहीं दिया.
क्या बात है,
बड़ा तकलीफ.
किधर? राजस्थान में गया?
नहीं, राजस्थान नहीं, देहरादून
में गया था. देहरादून तो तकलीफ हुआ उधर? क्या बात है,
हर चीज का तकलीफ है. खाने को नहीं मिलता है, मक्खी मच्छर का तकलीफ है.
बात करिए,
एवरीथिंग.
इंडिया में तो रहने जाए, आप इधर से कोई जाए तो उसके लिए रहने
वो रहता नहीं है.
एवरीथिंग, एवरीबडी थिंक्स, यू नो, यू आर कमिंग फ्रॉम अब्रॉड, यू गॉट लॉट ऑफ फॉरेन थिंग्स, दे शुड हैव इट. एवरीबडी कम्स विद दैट एटीट्यूड. सो
ये लोग तो इतना लूटता है.
His demands अगर उन
ये अमेरिकन लोग को हमारा
उन लोगों का डिमांड पूरा
मायापुर में एस्टिमेट हुआ है कि 15 लाख रुपया खर्चा होगा, हम जाता 10 लाख रुपया तो लोग
खा गया
खा गया। इतना ठगाता है कॉन्ट्रैक्टर
और मटेरियल तो खराब लगा है बोला।
आपको वृंदावन वो मंदिर भी देख के आए थे हम,
कैसा बन रहा
है? बन रहा था। आपको वहाँ जो डिवोटीज थे उनसे भी मिल के आए,
वो ठगा
के कहाँ तक बन
गया। ये इंडिया में सेटल होने का विचार आपके संपर्क आने के बाद ही हुआ हमारा, क्योंकि थोड़ा स्पिरिचुअल लाइन में इंटरेस्ट हो गया, हमने सोचा
नहीं कहीं भी रहिए।
कुछ हमें ऐसा वहम हो गया था कि इंडिया में जाने से ज़्यादा स्पिरिचुअलिज्म मिलेगा। And I'm disappointed and I've come back. And I think life is more peaceful here than it is in India.
ये हमारे भी ओपिनियन, इंडिया तो
इट्स मोर पीसफुल,
कोई जेंटलमैन का रहने का जॉब नहीं है
डे टू डे डीलिंग में वहाँ लोगों में,
स्पेशल इन बंगाल ऑल दे हैव ट्राइंग टू बी
लोग बंगाल में बहुत ज्यादा
है स्टूडेंट लोग
ड्यू टू पॉवर्टी भी महाराज
आपने
नहीं कल्चर नष्ट कर दिया
कल्चर नष्ट
पॉवर्टी क्या है कल सभी को कुत्ता को खाने को मिलता है ये कोई पॉवर्टी इज नॉट क्वेश्चन
बेसिकली द करेक्टर प्रॉब्लम ऑफ द करेक्टर
ये जो जो खुशी खाओ जो कुछ करो धर्म से कोई विचार नहीं है दे हैव नो आइडिया अबाउट वेदिक दे आर सपोज टू बी प्रीचिंग वेदांत फिलोसॉफी बट दे डू नॉट नो व्हाट इज वेदांत
आई लाइक दिस फिलोसॉफी ऑफ स्वामी रामतीर्थ बट आई रेड हिज लिटरेचर एंड आई क्वाइट लाइक दिस फिलोसॉफी
रामतीर्थ आल्सो ही गेव स्ट्रेस ऑन ओंकार इज इट नॉट ओंकार
I think he is more on this karma yoga. He believes that should. Japan ने lecture दिया था secret of success or something like that. वो काफी.
Everything is in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna
explains. It's all you know. It's not outside what is in Bhagavad Gita.
So India में कितना दिन ठहरा?
मैं 9 महीने रहा. First I went there.
So you have got your own house there, Dehradun?
No, I tried to buy a house. And.
Then
I paid a deposit and everything. I wanted to buy the house. Then I came to England to arrange the money. I arranged the money and I went back to India. And by the time I went back, there were 4 litigations going on the house.
Oh,
yeah. So, I got this right on so this house. I got
there
this
were
right.
4 litigations going on in that house.
I got
and you know they all wanted the possession of the empty vacant part of that house. I mean it was part possession property. They all wanted possession of the vacant part.
Then what happened?
So anyway, fortunately, the vendor also told me he doesn't want to sell. I said, thanks God. So he gave me money back and I got out of it. I was lucky really, you know.
In Bombay, we have got a lot of money.
Krishna Lang.
So I was very lucky there.
What happened there?
That was by the litigation.
Litigation.
Blitz mein bhi aapko uske bare mein aaya tha. I read it.
बाकी हम लोग अभी तक पोजीशन में
हैं बहुत पोजीशन नहीं दिया बस बड़ी बात
वो यही हमने पहले सोचा था जो ये इतना लीलियंसी दे रहा है क्या कारण है उसका मतलब था रुपया पैसा जो कुछ इनसे ले लिया जाए हो गया
अब उसको मारेगा पब्लिक तो छोड़ेगा नहीं वहाँ का पब्लिक भी आता ये किसी पीछे पड़ गया तो जहाँ रहता है फायर लगा देगा
क्या क्या सेना है
शिवसेना
शिवसेना अब आपको मैं तो
शिवसेना
वो हमारा पक्ष में
जहाँ शिवसेना जिसके पक्ष में हो जाएगा वो तो जीतेगा बहुत स्ट्रांग है
वो उसका जो लीडर है मुसलमान लोग भी हमारे साथ क्या बात है मंदिर का ऊपर चढ़ा के तो मुसलमान भी हमारा पक्ष में मुस्लिम लीग
तो कृष्णा पक्ष में तो मेरे को पता नहीं
खाली कांग्रेस भी
ये तो हम सोचते रहे
सबसे वो मजबूत उसका पीछा पकड़ा है ना आप सबसे मजबूत व्यक्ति का
पता आप तो वही कह रही ये जाने का भीतर में कुछ मतलब है तो पोजीशन ले लो और भगवान को बैठा दो
अब ये वो उल्टा
भगवान को कैसे हटाएगा
नहीं वो जिस जिसका पैसा लिया है वो उसका भी
दोनों हस्बैंड तो झगड़ा करते करते मर गया अब वाइफ झगड़ा करती अदरवाइज इन इज प्रीचिंग ही नेवर स्ट्रेस he said, Jivavipa Kivasudra Nasikane Noi, Jai Krishna Tattavitka Sai Guruva. It doesn't matter whether he is a Nasi or Grihastha, or a Brahman or Shudra, it doesn't matter. If he knows the science of Krishna, then he is all right. So this is very reasonable. One requires to know the science. Koi doctor ka paas jata, koi puchta nahi. Ya kaun jata? People are interested whether he knows medical science, that's all. He may be a Brahman or Shudra, doesn't matter. Similarly, Krishna consciousness means one should be Krishna conscious. He should know the science of Krishna, then he is all right. It doesn't matter what he is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like Shankaracharya, unka ek condition tha, first of all you become sannyas, then you talk of spiritual things. That was his condition. And he would simply offer sannyas to the caste Brahmin. Nobody else. Stricture. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very liberal. That either you become sannyasi or grihastha, it does not matter. You must know the science of Krishna. Then you can act as spiritual master. You must know the science of Krishna. So, he is Dhruvananda?
Dhruvananda.
And what is your father's name?
Devadatta.
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 And your mother's name?
Draupadi.
Yeah. D-D-D.
D.
D-D. All D.
All D.
All D. आपने दिए नाम आपको आप लोग बाद यहाँ कितने दिन ठहरेंगे
अगस्त का आखिरी तक तो
नहीं है अगस्त का
ये जगह अच्छा ना
बहुत अच्छी जगह है ये मौसम भी आजकल इतना बुरा नहीं है थोड़ा कभी कभी घटा हो जाता है लेकिन अच्छा है वेदर ये जुलाई
विलेज में मॉर्निंग वॉक होता है
बहुत अच्छा
क्या यहाँ कार्यक्रम रहता है
बस हमारा दिखता फोन ये झोली और जो कोई आया तो फिर बात एक घंटा क्लास लेता हूँ सवेरे सात
साल दैट वाज हिज डिटर्मिनेशन टू लर्न वन हैज गॉट द ही हैज रिटन हिज ओन कंक्लूजन सो दैट वाज हिज टेस्ट टू ऑर्डर टू प्लीज अर्ली इट्स द टेस्ट and that was his determination that he rejected and he learned the science just faith
in material world such competition is there that is not spiritual world that is material so Dhanacharya gave Arjuna the benediction that you shall be the greatest archer so in order to keep his promise he made that
At one moment I think of what he did.
Chansundar is not in the temple.
What is that?
This is just a little preparation. Barfi and the liquor.
Can't you bring in the plate? Like
that? No, that's not right.
I try to find a plate there. Is there no Shani plate?
So many stories he has memorized and he started writing and asking many questions. But he has got the talent that if he gets the right guidance and all this, he can easily translate Mahabharata many stories in the book shape, in different articles, which can very much help in our movement. For 6 weeks, 7 weeks, his holiday he can remain. And
yes, he remain
here. This is a problem. And how he can develop it. So now you are quite free from next, all right? and he has memorized almost all your bhajan, everything. All Chaitanya's, Narottam Das Thakur's, all these things, very nicely memorized. So I'm very glad, really, at least he's on the right path.
Everyone can be on the right path, provided rightly trained. Everyone has got the right of coming to the right path. Just starting, not yet started, but they are taking care.
How many children are here?
You can lie down, he is feeling sleepy. Give him some pad and sleep there. There is pad. Go and sleep there. Let him sleep there. No, why? There. Go and sleep. Yes, once. Take rest.
Take rest.
Once.
You know, Prabhupada, when you came to my house that evening, we had Hari Kirtan at our house. And we had a very funny incident after we left. After 2 or 3 days, my young daughter, you know, was about 2 or 2 and a half at that time. She was sitting in one corner of the house, and you know those cups like this you have to keep under the furniture legs, you know, cup like this. She had 2 of them, and she was doing like that. And
what's that?
My daughter. I asked her, you know, what are you doing? She replied quietly, I'm doing hiking. You know, so that, you know, really hit me hard, and I thought, look, one day satsang can have that effect on life. How much bigger effect one can have if there is a greater association. And that really made me to go to India and see, well, in India I'll have more of this spiritual things and more of that atmosphere and environment. But you know, that particular incident really struck me.
No, you can attend here.
Yeah. And you know, this is the first time she saw a satsang. First time in our life.
No, this is wonderful thing is that this is a method of spiritual realization which attracts even a child.
Yeah. Now,
unless one denies to be attracted, everyone is attracted, even a child, even a dog.
Now, normally these children.
This is the. Therefore, it is universal. Unless you deny to accept it, attraction is for everyone. The child is innocent, he immediately exhibits his attraction.
I was really surprised when she said that.
Well, so many. As soon as they're chanting and dancing, small children, automatically they do like this. Automatically. They dance. We have got many children. They dance, they just, they fall down and murmur all the mantras. What is his name? Oh, he'll fall flat just like, and he'll chant all his mantra, no, Vishnu Paraya, Vishnu Paraya. A small child is 3 years old.
I mean, the environment has very effective on the mind.
So therefore we have got our school already in Dallas to train small children like that. But there is formalities of this nationalism.
What formality?
What is the formality then?
It's not very difficult. Just that there's a form that we assure the other countries that we will take care of this child, lodging and all. So we're bringing children from other countries.
Is it only for boys or boys?
No, boys and girls.
And they are very well looked after now, it's the same. Yeah. And they are very well looked after there.
Well, as far as possible.
As far as possible.
Do you have any thought pressure or anything about that school?
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything about that school?
He is in charge.
You are in charge of that school?
Yes. Practically, he has started.
You have started that school.
Yeah.
And could you sometime tell me about that?
You are able to talk.
There are good teachers who are teaching Sanskrit and English expression.
You teach Sanskrit, English?
That is all. We are preparing them so that they can read our literature, which is in Sanskrit and English. As soon as they can read, that's education, finish. And they will understand practical demonstration, aratri, worship of the deity. And they play mridanga, they chant, they join Hare Krishna, chanting. They are not meant for any technology.
No.
That we do not train. We are training them to become actual devotee, brahmana, not for become technologists. Technologists, they are meant.
So I think the spiritual element is also essential in life.
Oh, yes. That is the only business of human life.
I mean, there must be a little bit of, at least a little bit of a spiritual element.
Not
the whole. I believe in Arvind Ashram was in the first school. You know about Arvind Ashram, Pondicherry.
I have no idea.
I have not been there, I just heard about it.
Actual spiritual life. Unless you
I found it too difficult for me to understand.
Bhagavad Gita?
No, I didn't think of it.
Nobody can understand. Simply he can understand.
It's so difficult.
It is meant for him.
You read Guru Maharaj Bhagavad Gita, so simple, and the child can understand and those things.
So, to the poor animals. Why the poor animals should be killed? They have got equal rights. But these rascals, they will not give equal rights. National means one is born in that land. The animals are born in that land. Man is also born in that land. Trees are also born in that land, but they are not national, only human beings national, imperfect knowledge.
In Newton, before 80 years, when I was reading the history of Newton, on the page number 176 it was written that there was a great shortage of food before 80 years, and in some places people were cutting their own children and eating. This is written, if you like that book I can send you. So the non-vegetarians
cutting their own children,
killing them and eat them in some private places in Luton, where I am residing now. The history of Luton has been published by the County Bar of Luton. The non-vegetarian food led them to such an extent that they couldn't stay without the meat, and they had to cut their own children. Now we are vegetarian. I have never tasted any meat. I don't know the taste of it. Still, we all exist on vegetables, all sorts of vegetables.
Same thing happened in Kanpur in a hotel. One man was eating meat and he found a little finger.
That was in the Villa Parla in my place. Villa Parla mein bhi hua.
Gentleman went to the hotel and found
small children got up. And there is another case in Calcutta. Jaina man. He was eating human meat. In that fight. Some Khunchawala you call and then capture and kill it. This was going on. Later on, when police inquiry was made, so many human skeletons was found. In Africa there is still cannibals.
Oh yes.
South America also. In India also.
Does this food?
Oh yes, in Assam side.
Yeah, is awesome. Some of the places.
Yeah. They eat human beings. Narabali. Sacrifice human being. It's still there, it's a class of men.
In South America, they take the human being from the head down, they eat. From the head, they shrink it till it becomes very small. And this is great crime.
वो टेलीविजन में भी दिखाया था.
अच्छा.
वो सब छोटे छोटे खोपड़ी है उसको सुखा देते हैं फिर.
अच्छा.
और फिर उसको नंबर से लगा देते हैं घर में 100 200 ऐसे ये इस साल में खाया था ये इस साल में खाया था. That was on the television. They have given all this in
just like
South,
you keep the tiger's face after killing.
हाँ छोटा हो जाता है वो.
Does this food make effect on a human nature? This non-vegetarian foods and things like that, does it definitely make effect on human nature and behavior?
No, there is difference. George Barnard saw, he wrote a book, You Are What You Eat.
Yes.
So eating has got effect. Sattvic ahar. Unless one is in the sattvic position, he cannot understand about self-realization. It is not possible.
The human being gets dreams. And what's the relation between the dreams and the actual life? Suppose I had a dream at night.
Dreams, well, that is also change of body.
Yes, there's nothing to do with the human.
No, dream, just like you forget about this body. Just you have forgotten what body you had in your last birth. Similarly, the same experience daily happening. When you dream, you forget that you have got this body. And again, when you give up your dreaming, you come to this body, you forget in what body you are dreaming. So this is the proof that you are living entity, but the body is changing daily. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Tatha dehantaram prapti. But these rascals do not understand that they are dehantar. They are experiencing daily. That there is the hanta. But they do not have any education about this dehanta.
Vishwam darpana drashyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyan atmani maya bahiri udbhutam yatha nidraya yat sakshat kurute prabodh samaye svatmanave vadvayam tasmai shri guru murteye namaidam sri dakshinamurte.
Yes, so this education is wanting. Tatha dehantaram prapti, as soon as one understands that I will have to change my this body, then what kind of body I am going to get next life? That next inquiry will be. Then he is intelligent. Then he is intelligent. Just like one man is working somewhere, now notice is given that from such and such that your work will not be required. Then you become anxious to know, then what shall I do next? Then I have to work. So similarly, if person understands that he's going to change his body, just like an old man, I'll have to change in, say, immediately, or say 5 years, 10 years. But the notice is already there, because I'm old man. So it is my duty to think, then what body I'm going to take next. That is intelligence. And we have to prepare for that. So that is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva pratadevan. You can prepare yourself to go to the higher planetary system where demigods sleep. Pitri jnanti pitri brataha. You can go to the pitri lok. Bhute-jajanti-bhutani. If you want to remain within this planetary system, madhyajino-pijanti-mam. And anyone who is engaged in devotional service, he comes to me, Krishna says. So why not go back to Krishna? Jad-gatyana-nimartanti tad-dhāma-paramamama. If one comes to my place, he never comes back again. That is intelligence. Why not go back to Krishna? But they have no intelligence. They're spoiling their life. Simply living like cats and dogs. This is the position. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to save them. They don't go again to the cats and dogs category. Go back to home, back to Krishna. Here is the possibility, Krishna says. Why don't you take advantage of this? Krishna says, janma karma medibvam jo janati tat. Anyone who tries to understand me, Krishna, what I am, taktadi ham punarjanma naiti mami. Simply by understanding Krishna, one stops his rebirth in this material form. He goes back to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. We are training people. So you have to take another body. So what is the use of taking, even if you take the body of demigod, like Brahma, millions of years age. But that is stated in the word, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartina arjuna.
Chine punya mrita lokam viśanti.
Chine punya punaravartina lokam viśanti. So why you should waste our time? Even if I become Brahma, again we have to come.
लेकिन ये भी कहा है देवी यशाम गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्य सूरत से धारा निशिता दुरत्य
दुरत्पया मामे मजा प्रवर्तनते माया में तांग तरम है तो डिजीज बहुत कठिन बाकी वेर इज गुड फिजिशियन इट इज कैन बी क्योर सो दैट इज रीजन सेड देवी जैसा गुणमयी मम माया दुरत्य वेरी डिफिकल्ट मामे मजा प्रवर्तनते माया में तांग तरम सो व्हाई डिडंट यू डू दैट
तमेव शरणं गच्छ सर्वभावेन भारत
सो दे विल नॉट डू दिस सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं दे विल नॉट डू इट दे आर डिटरमिन्ड टू सफर व्हाट कैन यू डू
स्वधर्मे निधनं श्रेयो परधर्मो भयाव
एवरीबॉडी ही डज नॉट नो व्हाट इज द साधन साधन मा दैट इज फॉर द लोअर स्टेट साधन निधनं श्रेय यू हैव गॉट a brahminical body, unlike discharge your duties as Brahman, but he's not doing that.
So he's not performing his swadharma?
No.
And that's why it is dangerous for him.
It is dangerous. He's already. A Brahman is doing Sudra's business. Therefore this stress has been given. You have become Brahman unlike, you do like act like Brahman, janma karma, guna karma. So you have got good qualification of the Brahmans, now act like Brahman. Then your life is. Varnasama vibhagasa sanu sthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosa. You act as a Brahmin and satisfy the Lord Supreme. Varnasama charvata purusena parappama viṣṇu arādhati. If you strictly act as a Brahmana, or as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as a Sudra, it doesn't matter. Sakarmanatama bhat. If by your action, as it is described in the Shastra, the Supreme Lord is satisfied, then your life is successful. But they are not doing even sadharma, body. Therefore, the ultimate solution is sarvadharman parityaja, even sadharma. Just surrender. I will be the protection. Sarvadharma means sadharma. That you have to give up your sadharma. Don't, you cannot act as a Brahmin, cannot act as a Kshatriya, neither you are Brahman nor you are Kshatriya. All life, whatever dharma you have got, give it up. Just surrender me. I give you protection. Māme vaja pravadhyanti, māyāme. This is the protection.
संसारी के लिए वासना क्षय जरूरी है कि नहीं
वासना क्षय करने की क्या जरूरत है
नहीं
नहीं सधर्म का पालन करो
सधर्म का
पालन करो अब सधर्म का पालन नहीं कर सकते हो तो भगवान के चरण में शरणापत्ति करो तो सधर्म तो कोई पालन नहीं करता है
नहीं करता है
कौन ब्राह्मण का धर्म पालन करे कोई नहीं करता ही इज प्रैक्टिसिंग Guna-karma vibhāgasa. He cannot be called a brahmana unless he acts according to his guna. If he is acting differently, he should be utilized by the liberated person. Still, we can use it, provided we stop this process of animal killing. Then it will be very easier. This medicine, the dose, will be bina pasunga. Therefore, whoever comes to us to become our student, our first proposition is that you should give up these four principles: illicit sex, animal eating, gambling, and intoxication. Up to drinking tea, coffee, cigarette. This is our condition. So the more you practice to these four prohibitive regulations, then you realize. Chotra mano virama. It will be very pleasing to the ear and to the mind. And unless anything is very pleasing, you cannot continue. Artificially you can chant for 2 minutes. But if it becomes pleasing to you, and then you can chant 24 hours. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Tinadupi Sunichena, Tarorupi Sahisnuna. Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So this is the only remedy, Hare Krishna. Therefore, you will find all our students, they have got this bead. We have got this bead. Either we shall chant Hare Krishna or we shall talk of Krishna. That is also chant. When you talk of Krishna, that is also chant. Kirtan. Kirtan means kirtayati, talking, speaking. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, Sri Vishnu Sabane Parikshit, the item is Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu. About Vishnu, to hear and chant. So, simply by hearing about Vishnu, Parikshit Maharaj became liberated. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit Abhavad Vyasaki Kirtane. Vyasaki, the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, he became perfect Kirtane, by Kirtane. But he did not chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but he recited Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is also Kirtan. Talking of Krishna, that is also Kirtan. Kirtan does not always mean that you have to chant. You have to engage yourself always in glorifying the Lord. Just like Maharaj Ambarish, he was a busy emperor of the world. But he engaged himself. Sabai Pumsang. Krishna Padaravinda. Sabai Mana Krishna Padaravinda. He fixed up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. This is first. If you fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, then Savai Manak Krishna Padaram Vasaṃsi Vaikuntha Gunānavanda. And he was talking only, describing and glorifying Vaikuntha. God's another name is Vaikuntha. In Madras they say Venkatesha. Vaikuntha, Kuntha means anxiety. So God has no anxiety. And God's devotees have no anxiety. Therefore, that Vaikuntha. Here in the material world, everyone has got anxiety. Therefore, it is Kuntha. The world of Kuntha, anxiety. Everyone. Birds, beasts, human beings, there must be Kuntha. So, God is Vaikuntha. The Vaikuntha Gunanubandha. This is also chanting, Kirtan, to describe about Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Loka, the Vaikuntha person, Vaikuntha devotees. Yeah. So this is the remedy of Bhavaushadhi. Bhava means to take birth. Bhava. This is called Bhava Samsara, this material world. Here, Bhava, you take birth, you live for some time, again, you die, again take birth. This is going on. Therefore, it is called Bhava Samsara. Repeatedly taking birth and death in different species of life, different planets, and different forms, 8,400,000 species, varieties. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagwan Ji. We living entities were wandering in this way, changing different bodies, different situation, different position. And in this way wandering up and down, Brahmanda Bhramite, within this universe, sometimes in the upper heavenly planet, sometimes down in the hellish planet. Sometimes as human being, sometimes a cat, dog, sometimes Brahmin, sometimes Shudra, like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the living entities are wandering like this. Eirupe Brahmanda Bhramita. Bhramita means wandering. Kono Bhagavach, one fortunate person, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij, by the grace of Guru, and by the grace of Krishna, one gets the seed of devotional service. Malihaiya saivij karayarapan. When you get a nice seed or plant, you sow it. So that seed has to be sown within the heart. Malihaiya saivij karayarapan. Savan gittan jale karayarapan. So if we sow the seed within the heart and water it, as watering requires. So the watering is this Shravan Kirtan, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Then it grows. And in due course of time, it gives you the fruit, which is love of Godhead. Then your life is successful. This is the process. So we have to try to sow the seed of devotional service within our heart, and it has to be watered by hearing and chanting. Then gradually it will grow. This is the one. And this is open for everyone. There is no restriction.
And no price.
No price also. Thank you very much. You came in the morning?
I came in the morning.
You came in the morning?
Yes.
You are for many years here? In?
Yes, I have been in this country since last 13 years.
13 years? Long years. You are for 14 years?
Me?
Huh?
And 1959, it's over 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
He has established very well in insurance business. He has got his own insurance in the company. Can he show that somebody will not die?
What is that?
He said he has established a very good insurance business. So I put the question that, can you ensure that somebody will not die? Then he said, well, very good business. What is a good business mean?
He's trying to put him out of business. Not out of business. If you take that fear out, he's out of business.
Many say something good. Good business.
No, good, good. God is all good. Therefore, any business dovetailed with God, that is good.
That is good.
Any business based on ethics.
That doesn't matter what business. Sakarmana tamam bhatsa sang siddhi lavate nara. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Sakarmana, by his own business. Just like Arjuna's business was fighting, was kshatriya. So, Sakarmana, by his fighting business, he served Krishna. He fought for Krishna. So he became successful. So any business, it doesn't matter. There is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atapungvi dijas sresht varnasama vibhagasa. The Sutta Goswami said all the meeting was being held by learned scholars and Brahmins in Naimisharam. So he said, Atapungvi dijas sresht, you are all very first class Brahmanas. So this is the verdict. Atapungvi dijas sresht varnasama vibhagasa. According to the division of varna and ashram, four varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and four ashrama, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. This is Vedic civilization, varnasam. Varnasam acharvata, purushena parakam. When a human being comes to these institutional activities, varna and ashrama, at that time he is recognized as human being. Vannasama charvata, purushena parakva, Vishnu arasa. But that is the beginning of Vishnu arasa. So, Sutta Goswami said, Vannasama vibhagas. You may be a brahmana, you may be a kshatriya, you may be a vaishya, you may be a shudra, you may be a brahmachari, you may be a grihastha, you may be a vanaprastha sannyasi, it doesn't matter. This division will go on. Atapungvi dijas sresta varnasama, varnasama vibhagas must be there. Division. Vibhagas. Sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosa. Simply you have to see whether by executing your particular type of business you are pleasing the Supreme Lord. That's all. If by your activities, by your business, the Supreme Lord is pleased, then it is successful. Good. Just like Arjuna, the same example. He was a kshatriya. He knew how to fight. But by his fighting, he pleased Krishna. There he is successful. Similarly, brahmana or vaishya, let them do his business. It doesn't matter. But see whether you are pleasing Krishna. Then you are successful.
How does one find out?
Huh?
How does one find out that this act is pleasing Krishna or not?
For example,
a soldier fighting in a war.
Then you have to talk with Krishna.
Or somebody
just like Arjuna talk.
No, I mean, for example, you know, somebody dropping bomb in Hiroshima or Nagasaki.
No, you cannot drop. You cannot drop.
How does he know that he is pleasing God or
that,
is not
that, pleasing. Therefore you have to know how to talk with Krishna. Then it will be possible. You cannot manufacture. That you can talk with Krishna by devotion.
Because apparently, you know, to a layman, this killing wasn't an act which would please Krishna. And what Arjuna did, killed so much, such a big army and everything. Layman would have thought it won't please Krishna.
Mm-hmm. So Krishna, if you cannot meet Krishna, you can meet with Krishna's representative. Krishna may not be physically present, but his representative is physically present. He can talk with him. That is the system of Bhagavad Gita. Evang parampara praptam imang raja sayavidhi. Parampara. Krishna says that I talked with the sun god. Imang vivasati yugam praktavan aham abhayam. First of all, I talked with the sun god. Vivasan Manavipra. Then he talked with his son Manu. Then Manu talked with Ikkhaku. In this way, even parampara prapta, there is a disciplic succession. So if you can be in touch with the disciplic succession, then Krishna's representative is there If you talk with Krishna's representative, then you talk with Krishna. Just like in office, there are different departments, and there is a man departmental in charge. So if you can talk with that departmental in charge, if you can please him, that means you are pleasing the proprietor, director. There is no doubt, because he is representative. So, physically, you may not meet Krishna, but in higher stage you can meet, but accepting that you cannot. But you have to be in contact with his representative. That is coming in disciplic succession. Then you talk with Krishna. It is not difficult. The acharyas are there. Acharyam among vijaniya. Krishna says, all the acharyas. Mang vijaniya. There, myself. Nabo manne ta karichi. Never disregard acharya. Acharyam mang vijaniya. Nama. Namartha buddhya asueta. Do not be envious. How you can be? He's an ordinary man. How you can be dependent? No. Anyone who is talking of Krishna, as Krishna talks, he is Krishna's representative. Krishna says that I am the supreme. So if anyone says Krishna is supreme, then he is Krishna's representative. It is not very clear. Because the same talking. Krishna says, Saradharman Paritya Mahavikam Saranang Praja. If somebody says that you surrender to Krishna, then he is Krishna's representative. But if somebody says Krishna is not God, I am God, then he is not the Krishna. To talk with Krishna is nothing, because you find out the representative, talk with him, then you are talking with Krishna. That's all.
Yes. Bhishma Dev was a devotee of Krishna. Why he has taken the Kauravas' side? Many people ask, well, he knows Krishna.
First of all, yes.
And still he took the side of Kauravas in the fight. Being a devotee of Krishna, and he knew that Pandavas were right and Kauravas were right. So many times this question has been very...
Because he wanted to be killed by the devotee of Krishna. Bring more. He followed the moral principles of this material world. He thought, he expressed that Duryodhana, he knew that either be on Arjuna's side or not, Arjuna will be victorious, because Krishna is there. So let us fight it. Because Kshatriya, this fighting is sporting. You see, that is not any difficult task for them. So, he showed these moral principles that these people are maintaining me. Duryodhana. They are maintaining me. I am an old man and they are taking care of me and they are expecting. So, when they are in danger, I shall go to his enemy's side, this is not good. That is. And he knew that even if I do not go to this side, he will be victorious. So, he showed this moral principle. So, one is maintaining me and he is in now danger, I go to his enemy's side, and that does not look well.
Morally?
Yes. Is it good?
Oh, very nice. Well, we discussed this far in Bhagavatam, yeah. And these young boys, they tried to very closely to the point.
Oh.
So that is why I put the question before you.
If somebody is maintaining you and he is in danger, you go to his enemy's side. That
is what they require. No doubt.
Yes. Otherwise, everyone was on the Arjuna's side, Dronacharya. But they considered like this, that they have maintained us so long. Now there is fight, and we shall go to the enemy's side. What is it? What people will say? Traitors.
And what about the Vidur? He went away?
Vidur was neutral.
Neutral.
He left home.
Left.
When he understood that fighting is now inevitable, they will fight. So why shall I remain here? He left home. And Krishna also said that I will not fight. I will not fight because this is family quarrel. I am known to every one of you. We are related, so I cannot take this side or that side. I may be he divided by tricks. His soldiers one side and he himself one side. The Duryodhana preferred his soldier. Then why shall I take this one back? I take his soldier. And Arjuna said, no, I want Krishna.
Krishna
said, although I am going to your side, but I will not fight, mind that. Never mind, you don't fight. Mahabharata is very nice. Greater India. Mahabharata means the history of Greater India. Mahabharata.
That inspired the devotees really like anything.
And that was written for Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna. Mahabharata was written by, this is history, but it was written by Vyasadeva for woman, Sri, Shudra and Dijabandhu. Vijayabandhu means those who are born in high family, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but they are not cultured as their forefathers. They are called Vijayabandhu. And they are compared with Shudra. So, Stri Shudra Vijayabandhuna. For these women, Shudra and Vijayabandhu, Mahabharata is Vedic literature. But for their understanding, they could not understand the Vedic language directly. Therefore, Mahabharata was written. And in Mahabharata, he gave the topics Krishna, Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature.
Haryana government is constructing very gigantic, you know, temple over there, the birthplace of Peter, Hector Shetra. How was there 10 days before? How was there in that coming 10 days before in Kurukshetra?
Kurukshetra,
yes. And they have decided now that about 10 crores we must be sent to them.
The government of India is constructing a temple there?
Haryana government is particularly concerned about that.
Where? In Haryana.
Actually, that is not by the government, that is by Nanda. That minister.
You can give.
Nanda. He is the chairman of that. I heard that about that.
Yes.
But
it
is not the
best. You have not given, you give. She does not know.
To whom you have not given?
I tell them, give others, visitors.
Srila Prabhupada, what is the difference between an innocent person and an ignorant person?
Innocent person means he is not offended. and ignorant is sometimes offender. Child is innocent and his father is ignorant. His father may be knowing something, purposely does not take. That is ignorance. Or he thinks that what is the use of taking it? That is ignorance. And innocent, he does not know anything. Actually, practically there is little difference, but if you ask, you can differentiate in this way. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Namang duskitana murha prapadante narada. This murha is ignorant. And he does not take to Krishna consciousness. Everyone, according to our Vedic culture, for the last 5,000 years, everyone accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he will not do. He will say, while Krishna will be the Supreme Lord, I am also. This is offense. This is offense. Duskitina. This offense is created on account of sinful life. Duskitina. Innocent has no sinful life. Otherwise, there is no difference between ignorant and innocent. Purposefully, when one remains ignorant, foolish, purposefully, will not accept Namang Dushitana Murha Prabhadanti Narada. According to Vedic culture, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of God. But there are many purposes who will not accept it. What can be done? They will argue. They will not accept the acharyas. All the acharyas, they accept Krishna. Shankaracharya, Namanucharya, Madhyacharya. They are the leaders of Vedic culture at the present moment. They are accepting. But the other foolish people, they are not accepting. Maya apurita jnana, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Their knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Although they appear to be very learned, but actually a sense of knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Maya apurita jnana. Real thing they do not understand, not, or refuse to understand. So they are offenders. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Mayavadi hoy Krishna aporadi. All the Mayavadis, they are offenders to Krishna. Tanahang disata kuran chipami ajasra andhajuni. There is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Disata krura. That envious, kuro. I put them into the hellish condition of life. These Europeans and American boys, they are innocent. I have told them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have accepted. That's all. Others, they will learn why Krishna is happy. They are offenders. Yes. They do not know what is Krishna, still they will argue.
Because they are ignorant.
Huh?
Because they are ignorant.
No ignorance, but purposeful.
Purposeful, ignoring it knowingly that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Supreme Authority, even then if they ignore it.
No, knowingly means that every Indian knows that Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At least, every Indian, at least Hindus, they perform Janmashtami, accepting Krishna. But still, they will not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality. They will bring many other competitors. Why Krishna shall be? Oh, yeah. I have got Durga, I have got this, Shiva, I have got that, I have got that, I have got that. This is going on as Hinduism. And so many gods. So many gods. Although the Vedic literature says, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam, Ishara Parama Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, everyone reads Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, Matta Paratara Nanya. There is no more superior than me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Everything is emanation from me. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sarang. These things are there, but they will not accept. Therefore, they are offenders. Otherwise, where is the difficulty? God is one. That is accepted. Eka Brahma. God cannot be two. God is one. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam, Eka. One Nitya, one eternal, one living being. That is supreme. We are living being. We are also Nitya, eternal. But he is Nitya, Nityanam. He is the chief of the Nityas. He is the chief of the living beings. So that is chief. Krishna personally says, Matta Paratanam Nanya. There is no superior living being than me. So these things are there in the Vedas. And they are supposed to be Vedic scholars, but they do not know the simple thing. So in that way they are ignorant. They read the Vedic literature, but they do not understand. Or they misinterpret in a different way for their own purpose. So they are there offenders. Otherwise, there is no difficulty. This Mayavad philosophy has created this situation that God is impersonal and everyone can become God, or everyone is God. This Mayavad philosophy has created this havoc. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that Mayavadi hai Krishna Aparadi. All the Mayavadis, they are offenders to Krishna. Therefore, they cannot make any progress in Krishna consciousness. The difficulty is here. Offenders. And later on, there are so many institutions. They say that you can create your God, you can become God. That is going on. Whatever you think is God, that is God. But So how one can make progress under these circumstances? One gentleman was arguing with me. He was supporting Ramakrishna Mission. He said, in stool I consider God, it is God. He came to this point. If I worship stool as God, then it is also God.
You would take it as prasad?
And it is going on, what can be done? And here, in the Western countries, they are innocent. I have told them that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme God. They have accepted, just like child. So they are making progress. People are astonished how these Westerners, they have become so nice devotees, but they have accepted it without any arguing.
I used to argue all the time. I used to win every time.
Otherwise, what is the miracle? I simply present that here is God, Krishna. And chant his name, holy name. And they are doing that. But Indians will not do that. They will say, this Hare Krishna mantra we have seen. And one student in Berkeley University, India, Swamiji, what this Hare Krishna movement will do? We want now technology. They take it as very trifling thing, not seriously. Although in the Shastra it is said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Katirannata. Kalau Dosa Nidhe Rajam, Yasti Veko Mahanguna. Kitanadeva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Param Vraja. They will not take to it. So, they purposefully remain ignorant, or by their misfortune they remain ignorant. But those are innocent, they take it, and they get the result, that's all. Fire is fire. Either you take it by understanding or not understanding. It is fire. It will act. That is their advantage. That these European American boys and girls, they have taken, accepted what I have said, and they follow, they are making progress. Adu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya tato anartha. These are the different stages. The sraddha stage means faith. That faith is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Faith, the Indian vernacular is vishwas. So Chaitanya Charitamrita author says, faith means vishwas sudhira nishcha. Faith, this is faith. When one believes firmly, sudhira vishcha, and with confidence, what is that? Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. If one becomes devotee of Krishna, then all perfection comes. If one believes in this, that is the faith. Tadu Shraddha. With this faith one has to begin. Then the faith has to be increased by sadhu sangha, by association with the devotee. Tadu Shraddha tatu sadhu sangha, tatam bhajana kriya. Then, actually, executing the devotional service, anarthani vittisa, then all misgivings will go away. Tatu nishtha, then he becomes fixed. Tatu nishtha, tatu ruchi, then attraction. Tatu nishtha, tatu ruchi, tatha shakti, then he cannot leave. Asakti. Tatu bhava, the next stage. Sadhukanamayam premano, pradur bhavim. These are the different stages of sadhana, of a devotee, how to make progress. So in the beginning they are faithless. Faith is that Krishna bhakti kaile sarva, Krishna says sarva dhanman paritta jamame kam saram gaja. When he captures this slogan, that simply by surrendering to Krishna I shall be all successful. This is the beginning of faith. Bhagavad Gita creates this faith. But one who does not take even this faith, how will make progress? Progress means the progress of the same faith up to the love of God. That is perfection of faith. So these are the stages. Adu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya tato anartha nivittishya tato nishtha tato ruchi tatha shakti tato bhava. These are the stages. So this institution is meant for training people from different stages. And beginning with this faith, that Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kriti. Simply by becoming devotee of Krishna, my life will be perfect. This faith is the basic principle. So unless one comes to this basic principle of faith, there is no question of progress. So little faith, even not full faith, it develops by sadhu sangha, by association with the devotees. Adho sraddha tato sadhu. Everything is there. If we adopt, then everyone can make his life successful. There is no doubt about it. Just like if you enter into a school, if you follow the regulatory principle of the school and study, you one day become MA. Where is the difficulty? Where is the difficulty? But from the very beginning, if you have no faith, then what progress will make? If you, from the very beginning, if you think, what will be, this school will do me? They are learning ABCD. But there is no faith. You may call it blind faith, but that is required.
Faith begins from the association of devotees.
That faith is become strong by association. By association of the devotees. If the faith becomes stronger, and the more your faith becomes stronger, you make progress. This is the way. Progress means the same faith becoming stronger, stronger, strongest. The same faith, the principle is the same. Krishna. Then you know more about Krishna and then you become more faithful.
This is faithfulness. Is it tied to the mode of goodness?
Yes. Goodness helps. But not... unless you take it seriously, then it depends upon the person. Even if he is not in the goodness, they are just like all these Europeans, they are not in goodness. They are on the platform of ignorance. But still, they, because they took it, therefore they are coming progressively.
Sometimes Krishna says you can understand all behavior in terms of the modes of nature, the three modes. I'm trying to understand why.
That is generally, unless one becomes in goodness. But bhakti marga is transcendental. It does not depend on the qualities of this material nature. Ohituki apratihata. Ohituki. Apratihata. Nothing can check bhakti marga. Even one is in the platform of ignorance, it cannot check. It cannot check. Ahituki apratihata. Because it is purely spiritual. It does not depend on material condition. It does not depend on material. This goodness, passion, ignorance, they are material conditions. So bhakti does not depend on material conditions.
Why is it then that one person accepts it and another rejects it?
Well, that is his choice.
That is from his spiritual position.
Ah.
His basic
that is
disposition.
His choice. We have got this independence to accept or not to accept.
So does faith develop from acceptance?
Huh? Yeah.
Faith
means acceptance. When you accept, then your faith begins. If you have got hesitation, then the faith has not begun. Or it is on the hazy state. With the lights on.
So, in the human life, the distinguishing feature is that his spiritual independence can show itself. Right, the animal is completely under the modes, but the human being, the modes of influence is reduced sufficiently so he can make this decision from whether to accept or reject Krishna.
Animals also can be delivered, provided he follows a devotee.
बस
एक चैंटिंग है सब फैमिली मिल गए हरे कृष्ण नाम जी बस भवौषधि अभी तो बताए भवौषधि medicine of all material diseases. This distressed condition of material world is a disease condition. And this is the remedy. So, sab milka kisme to aapko koi kharch nahi hai, loksan nahi hai, sab family member baith ke Hare Krishna naam japate. Dekhi, sab chido.
Achcha.
Kabhi family wale
फिर क्या किया
जाए
डिजीज है दवाई नहीं लेंगे तो क्या होगा
अपना इलाज करोगे तो सब
तो जिसका दिमाग खराब हुआ है उसको फिर क्या किया
डिजीज़
फ्रॉम शास्त्र भवौषधि This is the only disease, only remedy.
Family.
Yes. And you haven't got to spend anything to purchase this medicine. Neither there is any loss. Why not try for some time?
Because it's free, that's why they're trying it. Because it's free, that's why they're hesitating.
I'm very glad to see you. Whenever you time.
It's a pleasure, sir, to have your darshan.
You can come in the morning. I got memorized fish in the morning.
Morning
to,
enchant,
to enchant Krishna's name, I was wondering if I could have the blessing and the beads.
Yes, you can have the beads, but there is a process whether you are prepared to. Otherwise you can chant. There is no restriction. You can take the beads and chant. But if you want to be officially initiated, there are certain rules and regulations. Another thing. But without being officially initiated, nobody is barred from chanting. You can chant. Just like the Ekalabha he was speaking. although he was not initiated by Dholatata, he became a good archer. Mm-hmm. Simply by practice. Mm-hmm. Similarly, you can practice, chant Hare Krishna.
Swami, tomorrow is Guru Purnima. And a friend of mine, his father, his mother died, you see, on Ekadashi day. Husband and wife both, they had been fasting Ekadashi, doing Satyanarayan Katha. So now father is very lonely, and he said, I have got no guru. Then I told about you. So he immediately grabbed the idea, he wants to come tomorrow in the morning to have your blessings. But then is it possible that he could have the initiation?
Well, let him come. First of all, let him understand.
The sun already comes, but tomorrow is Guru Purnima. That's why I thought if tomorrow was this
day.
So let him come tomorrow
morning.
We shall see.
The beads, Swamiji. He wants the beads. We can get it from the office.
The beads they also purchase from the market. There is no harm. Either you take it from here or from the market.
We buy our beads at the market also. The thing is that if someone wants to be initiated, then he has to be prepared to follow some principles, four principles Prabhupada just mentioned. He must be prepared to give up all intoxicants, all illicit sex life, meat eating, meat fish eggs, and no gambling, and chant the prescribed number of rounds, 16 rounds. So anyone can be initiated, but he must be prepared to follow these restrictions. Otherwise, the effect of the chanting will not be
As effective as it would be.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is there's no harm in my ears.
No, you can. That will help you in future to give up this habit. Chanting you can begin at any condition. But when we initiate officially, we take this promise, then we initiate. This is our condition. Yatra papas chaturbhika. According to Shastra, these are four kinds of sinful activities. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. But these are modern civilization. It is very difficult.
Swamiji, tea and coffee is also included.
Okay, that is also intoxicating. Pan.
Chai
pan. Pana. Pana means intoxicating. Dhumrapan.
Dhumrapan. Dhumrapan varjit.
And what about sapari, Swamiji?
Yes, that is also ingredient of pana. Pana, it is called pana.
I offered Vaikunthaji sapari, you see, he won't accept it. So I thought, well, it only helps digestion because it only brings the saliva, it's in the mouth.
Well, wine is also very digestive. An appetizer also. All Europeans, they take first of all wine to eat voraciously. I see in the airplane, after taking wine, they eat so much.
They go for dancing to digest it.
Simple life, innocent life. Because after all, we have to give up this material world. If we become attached, then we'll have to take birth again. Nirbhittata, there is another verse quoted by Sri Chaitanya. It is very difficult, but there is possibility. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukhas. Bhagavad bhajan, those who are eager to go back to home, back to Godhead. Parang parang jigimiso bhavasagarasya, on the other side of this material world. For him, visayinam sandarsanam अथो जूषितांच हाहंत विषभक्षणा दपसाद फॉर सच पर्सन टू बी अट्रैक्टेड बाई दिस मेटीरियल थिंग्स इज नॉट गुड इट इज सुइसाइड द मेटीरियल थिंग्स विषद सिंपली इंक्रीजिंग द मेथड ऑफ ईटिंग स्लीपिंग सेक्स लाइफ एंड डिफेंस दिस इज मेटीरियल एक्टिव
डिफेंस
मीन्स दैट लाइक वी हैव यू डिस्कवर्ड एटॉमिक बॉम्ब defending. And this is also material activities. So it requires time to learn, but one thing is the beginning should be as far as possible, our life should be sinless. Because in the Bhagavad Gita you find it is said, Jisam antagatam papa. Anyone who is completely free from all sinful activities. Jesam antagatam papa, jananam punya karmanam, and always engaged in pious activity, such person can become devotee. Sadandamaha nirmukta bhajante mahantirukta. He becomes free from the duality of this world and become fixed up in my service. So this is the condition. Jesam antagatam papa. Without being sinless, nobody can understand what is Bhagavan, what is Bhagavad Bhajan. Therefore, this is the beginning of sinless life. No intoxication, no illicit sex. If somebody avoids these things, he does not die. It is simply little practice. His practice to all these bad habits, and if he likes, he can give it up. It is not difficult. And this is tapasya, little tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharjena. To become advanced in spiritual life, one has to accept some tapasya, austerity. So this is a simple austerity. Therefore, when you officially initiate, we get this promise from the student that you have to follow this. And that's all.
In the evening tomorrow, Swamiji, have you got any special program or we are
no. Anyone can come after 4.
4 to?
4 to 6.
I think tomorrow evening there will be special guests coming tomorrow evening.
That's all.
But
not
we are
tomorrow. No, you are also welcome. You are also welcome.
Some people they work, you see, the 7 days of the
Sunday.
So Sunday, you see, was tomorrow, so they wanted to come.
Yeah, except tomorrow evening, Shyamsundar is arranging a very special contest, and I don't think
they are also come and hear what it is. It is open to everyone. Our special conference, Bhagavad Bhakti.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Otherwise, you know, we are disallowed.
Yeah.
If you got your permission, then.
They will also hear. Yeah. Sabare aayega.
Yes, sabare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am kal sabare aayega. Theek hai jana. Kora sun aapko dinon sun aapko.
Jada sakale aaste paara.
Acha.
Unko
video pane.
Padho na. Padho idhar. ब्रह्मचारी कहाँ कराने वाला है पंजाब
हिंदू
यार हिंदू बट विच प्रोविंस
कम फ्रॉम केन्या माय फादर फ्रॉम
इंडिया दैट साउथ अमेरिका
नो माय फादर फ्रॉम इंडिया
फ्रॉम
माय मदर फ्रॉम इंडिया
हाँ
नो दे कम फ्रॉम जलंधर
जलंधर पंजाब
एंड हम बोर्न केन्या हम कम इंडिया
व्हाट यू आर डूइंग हियर
Well, I'm working at the moment, yeah.
Huh?
I'm working at the moment.
Working?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm in the hotel, you know.
Huh?
In the kitchen working, all the washing up and supervising the place. well, this thing, you know, my father's seen you. He's come and seen you. Okay?
My father. Oh.
He's come around here. I think he came in London. Oh. You know, the Hare Krishna temple in London. He came there. Carried all down. Well, I don't know. This thing has really gone into my mind. It has. And well, I don't drink, no meat, nothing, yeah.
You don't eat meat?
Nothing, no drink. No
ah, drink. Very good boy.
All of it.
Ready to sacrifice your hair?
I had it before.
Not yet. Is it compulsory to have a full consciousness that you must share in
heaven? No, it is formality. But we must be prepared to observe formality. But if it is very much objectionable, sometimes we excuse.
Okay, excuse. I finished my 1 year, so 1 year and 1 week of my practice, no? So you take me for the next year, you know, you're still alive.
No, you can come anytime.
Yes, I know, it's 372 days now, so I'm counting the days.
Carry on with it.
दे तुमको मिला प्रसाद प्रसाद खाया खाया
नहीं और नहीं लगता
आप चाय तो लो
उन्हें खा लिया हो तो मैंने बोला थोड़ा मैं कर लेंगे
अच्छा ठीक
उस राय थी ये बाकी सब कुछ छोड़ दिया है एक चाय बाकी है बाकी सब कुछ छोड़
उसी से फिर सब शुरू होगा
वो अभी बाकी है
देखिए वो जो बीमारी होती है और अग्नि जो होता है उसके बिल्कुल नाश करना चाहिए कोई अगर समझे थोड़ा सा आग है छोड़ो ठीक हो वो आग फिर बढ़ सकता है इसी प्रकार बीमार भी अरे थोड़ा सा भी है सिर्फ वो नहीं सब उसको खत्म करो और इसी प्रकार डेट्स यू थिंक दिस इज स्मॉल डेट ना समटाइम्स इट बिकम कंपाउंड इंटरेस्ट बिग अमाउंट So therefore Chanak Pandit says that these three things must be finished by the root. Agni, Vyadhi and Reen. We should not neglect.
Agni,
Vyadhi, disease. And Reen, death. You should not neglect it. You should finish it.
Fire, disease, and death.
One should not neglect.
Oh, you don't drink tea, do you? No?
Eh?
No tea.
No.
No tea, coffee, no.
No, I'm going to stop coffee because I don't have coffee in my office, but it's tea. Still, I'm thinking to leave the tea, and I said, I feel a problem about not having anything. You have to replace it with something higher. When you want a cup of tea, chant Hare Krishna. That's how I stopped smoking cigarettes.
कोई मुश्किल नहीं
यस
एट एनी टाइम व्हेन यू आर रेडी शुभस्य शीघ्रम अशुभस्य काल हरणम कोई दिन भगवान को मिलने के लिए बड़े बड़े ऋषि लोग कितना तपस्या की हजारों वर्ष तपस्या पॉल्यूटेड एंड वी हैव टू डील विद देम When I was grihastha, so they offered tea. I said, I don't take tea. Then they said, milk? Yes, all right. I continue. I take little milk. Or you can take little cold drink, sarva, that sugar and water, little lemon. He wants to offer you something. So there are so many other varieties. But if he insists, you must take tea. That is not hospitality.
What happens if somebody else comes?
Hospitality means, first of all, you should ask, what can I offer you? This is hospitality. No. Hospitality means, the man should ask you, what can I offer you? That is hospitality. If he says that I must give you tea and you must drink it, that is not hospitality. No. That hospitality is first, according to our Indian system, boli aap ye kya. Then you can say, then you can give me a little sweet water. Or you can give me a little milk. That's all. Hospitality does not mean I must force you, must take it. That is not hospitality.
Somebody
comes to my place. So he should ask, what can I offer? That's all right.
We cannot give him a cup of tea.
Yeah. No, you cannot give him. I have no tea, you take me.
No tea in the house. Why do you keep the tea in the house?
But if you offer milk or little sarvat, nobody will deny it. Even if he's a tea drinker, he cannot deny taking a little sarvat or little milk or sandesh or some sweet meat. What is that? You want to offer him something. Offer him, there are so many things. Why that particular tea should be offered? Is it very nice people, sir?
Tea and coffee,
sort of.
People
I don't think
it's a
nice
stop
person. They might have gone to hell, but I am not. I cannot offer him hellish things. Bhagavad Prasad. We are offering our Bhagavad Prasad. Nobody is, did I? You can offer him this thing. So we are not offering tea or coffee. Whatever we have got, take it. So this is artificial. We can avoid all these difficulties. There is no difficulty at all.
What happens is that I take the whole food from here, but wife takes half and children didn't take it. So they want a cup of coffee. One boy wants a cup of coffee, the girl wants a cup of tea.
This happened in my life. My wife was taking tea. So I asked her not to take tea, but she didn't care, husband. Then I gave her final that either you have to give up your tea or your husband. So she agreed to give up husband, not tea. So I left my home.
Due to tea. There won't be any place for me to go now.
We have got such a big house. We welcome us. Yes, bad habit is habit second nature. Sometimes, but one should be determined. Therefore, you have got four ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa, whichever is suitable. Let's try here. He is grihastha. His wife, children, all are devotees. So he doesn't require to become a sannyasa.
He's lucky.
Yes, lucky.
He's lucky.
Good wife, good children. All favorable for Krishna consciousness. He doesn't.
Prabhupada mercy, really. We have been living 14 years in this country. They are brought up here and they never touch tea. They are brought up here. School education, all that, 14 years.
Yes, in England, in London.
And I must say, they are advancing more than me, really. I am still the same stage, But Prabhupada's grace, they are advancing more. Get up early in the morning, 4 o'clock.
No, this kind of family life is very suitable. This is what all the wife, his wife is very nice girl. She's a good devotee. See, if wife is favorable, then everything is favorable. Household life means cooperation with wife. Grihini griham ittahu, not griham griham chate. Just like we are also living within a room, griha. But we are sannyas. What is the difference between grihastha and sannyas? He lives with his wife. Grihini griham ittahu. Grihini means the wife is griha. So if the wife is favorable, devotee, then there is no use of giving up family life. We have got so many married couples just like this one. He's married, his wife is there. They're favorable. Both husband and wife, they have dedicated life for Krishna. So it is very nice. It is not that he has to become sannyasi. No. Why? There is no necessity. Griheva bhonete thako. Either you become sannyasi or grihastha. Life must be dedicated for Krishna. That's all. That is required. And for Krishna's sake, if we have to give up something, is a very difficult job. If Krishna wants that you give up this habit, just like Krishna says, if you become devotee of Krishna, and Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. So Krishna wants that patram puspam phalam, vegetable, meat, right, and grains, you can give me. So you have to please Krishna. You live on this, what Krishna says, and take Krishna's prasad. That's all. सब आइए इधर आइए घर में अगर कोई डिफिकल्टी है इधर आइए हमारा मकान बहुत भारी है सब कोई आते रहिए
घर में आपको कोई तकलीफ हो इधर
आ गेट बॉय बट बेस्ट लर्निंग या लर्न चाइल्ड बॉय तो ही से तत्साधु मन ने सुरवट देना सदा समुद्र विघ्न Dhyamasad graha. My dear father, he did not address father as father. He asked, he addressed him as Asura Varja, the best of the Asuras. Yes, best of the Asuras. Sura Varja. Varja means the best. And Asura, because his father was demon. So he was calling his father demon number one. My dear father, my dear Asura Varja. Tatsadhumanne asuravarja, dehina. Anyone who has accepted this material body, dehina, yes. Sadasavubhivi, no dhyam. They are all full of anxiety. Anyone, not only human being, even animal, birds, bees. You will see, when a bird is there, he'll always, some enemy may not come. Even animal, even tiger is afraid. Although he is so powerful. Elephant is afraid. Sada samadvigna dhyam. Why? Asad graha. Because they have accepted this material body. Then what is the remedy? Na hityandhukupam. Hityatma ghatam grihayandhukupam. Varangato jat harimasaeva. They should not be satisfied with the society, family and love and this and that. They should have take shelter of the lotus feet of Hari. Then they will. We are trying to be satisfied in this material condition. Society, friends, love and so forth. And we are after them. But there is no possibility. Unless you take shelter of Krishna, Hari Mahasaya, there is no possibility. The whole world is trying to adjust things of the society fancying love and material atmosphere. That cannot. That is not possible. Only by taking shelter. Therefore Krishna says, not whimsical. That is the only remedy. Sarvadharma arpanitvajyo mame kam saranam. This is the only remedy. There is no other remedy. But they will not take. What can be done? This is the only remedy. Hari Mahasvaya. Once you take shelter of Hari Krishna, then you will be happy. Otherwise it is not possible.
When will come in morning?
Yeah.
Morning.
Kanam Kumar.
Ramnath.
Ramnath. Ah, that's about that. Ram Kujan Nath Banarji.